Welcome to the Clicks and Giggles podcast. I'm your host, Jordan Rothwell Perry, and I'm here to make your marketing click, connect, and convert. My mission is to help good people with great offers make more money through paid digital marketing strategies. I truly believe that one ad can change everything for you and your business. Tune in weekly to unlearn what the bros and insert air quotes agency gurus have led you to believe about advertising and hear from inspiring women in my network who are making business a little more live, laugh, launch and a little less stuffy suit and tie. Because nobody playing the long game is having a terrible time. Whether you're new to business, making millions, or you're just my mom tuning in for clicks and giggles, you are welcome here in the room. Get ready for a good time. Welcome to the Clicks and Giggles podcast. It's Jordan Rothwell Perry here. A little solo episode moment. And I want to talk about something that has been on my dang heart for a bit. And it is my new 72-hour rule. So, gosh, I saw someone I respect in the industry. I want to say it's current ADHD coaching, Brie. A little friend of mine. Also, look up to her a lot in her work she does because she herself has ADHD, and then she also works with people who have ADHD. And she was talking about how impulsive people and people who have ADHD, how there is power in pausing. And I was like, shoot, that is so good. And then some other things came up that had I taken a chance to pause in the past, I would have not been in the situation I was in at that time. And so I was like, gosh, I have to ponder pausing, right? And then I thought back about two things. During COVID lockdown, March of 2020, I read the book, The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry by John Mark Comer. And then I also had a neighbor tell me something that has stuck with me and I've hated it and I've been trying to figure out how to fight it ever since, but I don't think I took enough time until recently. And it was this. My neighbor saw me running from one thing to the next and I was about to go in my door and she said, "You are always in a hurry. You just are always going somewhere, but you are always in a hurry." And I, you know, nervous giggle, right? And then I was like, yeah, I don't like that. Like once I shut the door, I remember shutting the door, locking it and kind of like slumping against my door thinking, yeah, that's not who I want to be, is someone that's always in a hurry. And so this whole idea of pausing or 72 hours came from a discussion when I was at dinner with some girlfriends, service provider friends, when we were on our Nashville trip. And we were at dinner the Friday night. We were talking about our goals for the weekend. What did we want to accomplish? What were we struggling with recently? And kind of like, what do you want to get through this weekend in the next couple of days? And then also, what's like 1 to 3 years, 3 to 5 years? Like, why are you doing this? Was essentially I felt how I took the question. I don't know if that's how it was intended, but surely how God had me interpret it. And when it was my turn, I started crying. And I didn't even think I was going to share this, but people in my life I've had this conversation with since are like, dang. So maybe someone else needs to hear it. So I started crying after I shared, like, we want to have a baby. You know, I want to have at least 2 kids, maybe 3 if I'm feeling nuts. I'm just kidding. I'm 1 of 3 kids. I thought it was so fun, but I don't know if I could handle 3 children. I think 2 sounds amazing. And I started crying because I just said, you know, the way I run my business now, I cannot be the mom I want to be. And that was hard for me. And it also had to do with that hurrying thing mentality, right? Where I just feel like I'm going from one thing to the next. And I'll tell you what, some things I'm proud of, my business, it's humming, it's great. I love my clients. We get freaking good results. And I think we're a good time to work with. So I'm very proud of that. There's nothing there that I'm like, oh, great, you know, and it's humming and great and busy. And I love that. And I think like, yes, and what kind of mom do I want to be within my business? And what hires do I need to make to move some things around? And all it really looks like is me probably changing some days that I take calls, empowering my team to take more calls, et cetera, so that I can stay really high level strategy, stay incredibly creative, strategic. That's some of the things in learning human design and looking at my strengths finder. Like I am top strategy, futuristic, innovator, improver. Like I have a wild brain that can see things and figure things out. And if I get too far in the weeds, it's just not good for me or anyone on my team. They're like, please get out of the weeds and like stay strategic. So that's where I'm heading with that. And so it just took me at dinner, crying over my steak tartare, little tears in my tartare. That makes me laugh. Where I'm like, oh my gosh, something's got to give. Because I came to that weekend thinking X, and then Y is coming up for me. I'm like, whoa. So I just pondered, like, why do I feel this way? Like, why am I like, holy moly? And a lot of it is I make decisions more on the fly, more impulsively. And I think it comes with that ADHD brain. And just like my brain in general, I've always been more impulsive. Like I'm a shopper, I'm a spender, I'm like impulsive, like gift giver. I love to do fun, spontaneous things. I used to text my friends, be like, let's go on a trip. And we'd go, you know, away for the weekend or whatever it was. And now I do that with Brad. I'm like, oh my gosh, we should go here. We should do this. And, you know, while I am like a crazy planner, as I record this in May, we have launches for like July and August being worked on. We're about to start talking to clients about Black Friday. Like we plan, and I plan my life hardcore in advance. And something comes up personally, I'm like, let's do it, or a business opportunity or this or that. And I'm just now realizing I have to implement some sort of filter. And so I did, and I want to tell you about it and maybe it'll inspire you. But the filter essentially is a few questions I am going to ask before I say yes to something. And so, you know, reminding myself of that phrase that I believe Bree said and other people have said, that there's power in the pause. And if asked something, I'm just going to be like, hey, I need a few days to think about this. And the filter I want to run it through is this. Do I have capacity to add more to my calendar? Will this impact my one-on-one clients? Does it align with my brand? Is it scalable? This one is really tough to answer, and I'm glad it's on here. Will I be glad I did this in 5 years? And then my last one is, do I actually want to do this, or am I just excited about an opportunity? And so those are some of the business filter questions I'm running things through. And so in this, I'm beginning to have this 72 hour. So it's like a 3 business day rule, where if someone comes to me, something new, it's something different outside of what I offer. It could be a business opportunity. It could be speaking, a trip. I'm just going to be like, oh my gosh, thank you for thinking of me. I need a few days to think about this. Can I get back to you on Friday? And here's the thing. If someone's not okay with me taking 72 hours through business days, we're not compatible to work together. So that's number one. So I want to remind you about that. Like you always have time to make a decision. And then also, like, how do they react to that? Because I want people who are like, wow, I love that she's going to pause and think about this. I love that she has a filter she's going to run this through, because then she's going to be, you know, if it's a yes, it's a freaking heck yes, all in. And if it's a no, she really thought about it. And so that is the business filter. And then the, you know, we do have a family filter that we run things through, and I thought I would share it while we're here. Clicks and giggles. My family makes me giggle. So I think it fits. But the family filter is, does it honor God? Does it honor each other? So right now, does it honor Brad and myself? Does it make us better? Does it get us closer to our goals? And then this last question is just a freaking sucker punch in the gut. Are we doing it for the fear of disappointing someone else and not ourselves? And that for me is just kind of a big theme of making sure that I am not people pleasing to the point of where it's like a detriment to myself. And so, you know, what I will say is this, like, I wish I had done this sooner, 34 this summer. And I wish I had started putting this into place when I was like 17, but almost 17 years later, which makes me feel old saying this, it's never too late to start. So if you're listening now and you're like, oh my gosh, like I have such good business boundaries, but personally, I do not. I'm a people pleaser, this, that, yada, yada. Like, freaking make the filter for everything to run through. And then vice versa, if you are good in your personal life, but in business, you've noticed yourself, you know, kind of stretching some boundaries or doing some things that aren't necessarily serving you, you can always, always, always reevaluate. I was listening to my brilliant client, Jackie Murphy's podcast earlier, and she just was like, I want to give you permission that if you need to stop something, you can. And if you need to change something, you can. And it's funny because I was listening to it just as someone who works for her and cheers for her and is building out ads for a new campaign for her with my team and just wanted to hear what she was up to. And it really like ministered to me and helped me because I was like, shoot, like go off, sis, you're right. So I just wanted to encourage you if you're in a season of being like, hey, this business I'm running or this job I'm doing, like I'm not the best version of myself I want to be. Like, it's okay to pause and reevaluate and do what you need in order to do that. And so, you know, we came out and said that House of Achievers was no more. And I just want to, you know, be open and upfront that that was my doing. And the second I realized it, I literally told Kelsey, like the next day, I really realized it the weekend I was in Nashville, just looking at my schedule, looking at my life, looking at where we're going. And I told her like immediately that Monday morning when I was like, wait, you know, I really made the final decision Sunday night and told her Monday. It was not ideal. It was in the middle of a launch. We refunded people and she was gracious to me when I told her, and I wish, had I known earlier, I would have said it earlier, but it was something in hindsight that I was moving so freaking fast that all of a sudden it hit me at once. And I was like, hey, I want to be able to serve these people well, and I'm worried I may not be able to. And right now my family and my one-on-one clients are, you know, top priority to me. So in business, my one-on-one and then my clicks that count program members. And so I made that hard decision and it stunk and I disappointed people and I hate that. And I can eliminate that moving forward by going through these filters and being like, hey, I love this. I'm like going to cheer you on so hard in it, rather than maybe necessarily inserting myself in something that I don't know if I have the capacity for. Cause I'm the type, like, if I'm going to go in, I'm going to go all in. We're going to make it so freaking good. And if I can't do that, like, I don't want to do it. Like, I don't want to put my reputation on the line and also risk not serving people well. So that this also comes into play with this whole filter, because I truly, this weekend in Nashville that we spent, it was more like 5 days, was so eye-opening to me on a lot of different levels of like, oh gosh, Chelsea Winstead, she makes me giggle when I think of her and talk about her. But she was just like, look at your life. Like, we gotta rearrange some things and we gotta figure some things out. And so I'm excited for the changes being made. I'm excited to have this filter. It's in a note on my phone. If you write a filter to run things through for your business, I want to hear about it. Like, I'm like, 10 out of 10, send it to me, email me, or send it in a DM to Launch with Jordan. And I just think we all should have this filter of, hey, is this X, X, and X? Great, let's freaking go, let's do it. And if not, let's pause and let's regroup. I was doing some coaching with Alexis Greco, and she, which I just adore her, but she was coaching me on some like boundary phrases. And I just was like, this is why you have coaches. Like, I'm so in the thick of thinking about some things for clients, and I needed to be someone else's client and be like, Alexis, can you give me verbiage? So I have that saved in my phone too. I was reading it to Brad, and I was like, this is worth the freaking price of admission for coaching with Alexis, because she's just so gracious. And to just have someone help me come up with that was, whew, solid. 10 out of 10 goodness. And so be on the lookout. If you ask me to do something soon, hopefully I use one of my boundary words, my filter, and I just pause. Like, just the reminder of there's so much power in a pause. You do not have to say yes to something today. You can always sleep on something, and just all this stuff. I think maybe there needs to be a boundaries episode coming out, boundaries in business. Maybe I have my lawyer on it, Bryn. She just showed up on my phone, her name popping up. So maybe that's next. But I'll tell you what, boundaries, good fences make good neighbors. A good contract will save you a lot in the long run of just time and heartache. And I think that filter right now is the first step. If you don't have very many boundaries in business, and the next, freaking get a look at your contract, go through the filter first, and then get a solid contract. But I'm just thankful to have this outlet to be able to chat with y'all, kind of share some things I've been seeing, going through. And I will tell you, power in the dang pause. Try implementing it. And let me know what you think, because I am right there with you implementing it too. I'll talk to you guys soon. And that's a wrap. Thank you for listening. If you were inspired by this episode, be sure to check out the show notes for the linked resources and my free guide, 3 Ways to Know You're Ready for Ads. If weekly episodes aren't enough for you and you want more of your favorite click magnet, you can connect with me over on Instagram at LaunchWithJordan. I host regular challenges and drop valuable tips that will help make your marketing click, connect, and convert. And if you think it would inspire a friend, send it, share it, just for clicks and giggles.